Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Today on the ZabeCast, it's Andy Polin, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy. A man who knows more Redskins history than anybody. Somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays. And a guy who taught me the word Meshuggah. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the ZabeCast is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Monday, November 13, 2023. Thank you for downloading. Normally, you're like, hey, aren't you going to riff on some stuff first and then bring Andy in? Oh, no. When I get a big, fat, told you so to redeem, we go straight to the front of the line and hold our hand out, Andy. Told you so.
You're right. They suspended him. I saw a lot of action on Twitter about that. I get it.
I told you the bigger bus was coming on this one, and it was going to be for him. And the way that they parsed out the rationale that he's only suspended for the games,
right?
It's only for the regular season, and it's an institutional penalty that he's serving the time for because somebody has to, tells me it's one of the lightest things that you could impose.
Yeah, I think what Petitti was thinking was there's going to be an injunction, and there may still be one. And maybe they would have stubbed their toe against Penn State, but he also probably looked at James Franklin, who never beats top teams, and
the worst.
They could win without him at Penn State. They'll crush Maryland next week, And then by the time they get to Ohio State, the injunction certainly will have kicked in. They beat Ohio State, or even if they lose to Ohio State, both teams could get in the playoff, sure, as they did last year.
Sure.
And then Petiti goes to whoever's next on this. Well, you know, we did our part. We suspended him. We made sure he wasn't going to coach any of these games. And once the playoff takes over, that's not NCAA. That's the playoff.
Right.
So they don't have jurisdiction over that.
But
so
my point was to you that it had rose to the level of doing nothing was not an option anymore.
Yeah.
They have Michigan so dead to rights, according to the documents the NCAA sent to the conference. They go, mm-hmm, look, we can prove this guy, Connor Stallions, not only went to road games in advance to scout other team signals, there's a paper trail, and he ran a whole operation. It was a skunk works involving multiple other people. And he's right here in this photo, and he's there in that video clip in the ear of Harbaugh and coordinators and everything else. Like,
Michigan,
you're not going, you're, what's that?
Michigan didn't deny it. They
right
admitted it. Yeah.
Right. So they had to do something, and that means the bigger bus had come for Jim Harbaugh. Now, there's multiple layers to this going forward. First of all, shout out Penn State for a big dominating win. They do it old school style, 35 straight running plays to end the game that included two kneel downs at the end. I tweeted, this is like Army Navy, but with better uniforms. It was terrible. Jahan Dotson, the commander wide receiver from Penn State, said, is this how we looked? Because my eyes hurt.
Yeah.
And Franklin, yeah, of course, is now, I don't know, 2-107 against right teams that matter, top 10, top 20, Michigan, Ohio State, it doesn't matter. I have relatives, my sister-in-law, bless her heart. She's got not only a son at Penn State, Andy, they bought a tailgate condo for the purposes of it being an investment piece of real estate that they are renting out for football weekends.
Oh yeah, no, it's a big thing, but
it
when it comes
is
time to play the big boys, they lose.
Well, I know, but here's the thing. So, and they were there at the game, and I said, send me photos, and there was a proud mama and her son and all the tail. I got to imagine if you're a Penn State fan, you start questioning, why the fuck am I doing all of this? We are not on their level. Like, we have the arguably best team we've had in a long time. Franklin's the best level of coach we're ever going to get, and we're still not good enough.
Yeah, I mean, even when they were really, you know, in the mix with Joe Paterno, it was Eastern football. He didn't get into the Big Ten till late in his run. And so
right
they weren't playing anybody, and they were going, you know, like 11-0, and they'd get in the bowl game, and either they'd win or lose, but wouldn't win the national title. They go, hey, you know, not fair, not fair, not fair. Never mind what was going on behind the scenes with his defensive coordinator. But, yeah, that's the history of Penn State football, that they benefited from playing Eastern football for all those years.
Right. But that said, what is Michigan's play on this? What do they think is the best case scenario? They're going to get hammered when it's all said and done.
What does that mean, hammered? What do you expect?
Well, they're not going to get away with this. They will be punished.
What will be the punishment?
I don't know, Andrew.
Right. There's nothing they do. That's the thing. There is no punishment. They're not going to take them off TV. They're going to take away a few scholarships. But there's nothing that they can do anymore because cheating ain't cheating anymore.
Even though Harbaugh is going to leave at the end of this year, right? I mean, yeah, they're staking,
probably,
they're hitching their wagon to a guy they gave a 50% pay cut to because he was so mediocre. They were, I looked it up, 4 losses on the regular every year. Yeah. It was Citrus Bowl, Peach Bowl, Gator Bowl. It was nothing special. And then the pandemic hit. And after the pandemic, once Connor Stallions was on the team, now I'm not saying he's the reason, they probably got a better quarterback in McCarthy and others. They probably got better players, you know, elsewhere on that team. But something changed and he saved his ass. But he's gone after this because he'll get hit by the NCAA with a suspension next year, and they'll never be over this that they cheated on an industrial scale worse than even the Patriots did.
Okay, but again, what's the suspension? Same as this year? 4 games, 3 cupcakes followed by Rutgers? Again, there's no punishment. That's why people cheat as much as they do, because they know when the punishment comes, it's no big deal.
So I guess for Michigan's sake, all they're trying to do is to save this season, that they feel like they've got a possible national championship on their racket, save this season at all costs.
Right, and the Big Ten doesn't want them out because if they make the playoff, everybody gets $2 million.
Right. But the Big Ten has to, you know, they have to serve all members, and the rest of the schools are pretty pissed off about this. I did find it funny that there was saber-rattling, like Michigan's considering leaving the Big Ten.
Right.
Okay. You went wandering in the woods with guys like Lloyd Carr and Rich Rodriguez and who was the fat guy that was there for a while. Like you were not the conference. Suddenly they're good for 5 minutes, and guys like El Prez on Barstool is talking shit like, we are the conference. We're the straw that stirs the drink.
No, you're not. Ohio State is, and they usually beat you until you started cheating.
Exactly right. And by the way, you could say, well, let's go to the SEC. Let's open up a bidding war. Who wants Michigan? Well, okay. And then, you know, you're going to lose all this other stuff that goes with being in the Big Ten. It's good for you as it is for everybody else. So the way that they have hitched their wagon to him, and that the way that they are excusing all of this, is just incredible. It's shameless is what it is. And I understand that if you're someone with the university. It's the media I can't get. Guys who I thought were smart, Andy, like Dan Orlovsky, are caping up like, oh, this is unfair to the kids and you can't do this. They fucking cheated. What are you going to do? Do nothing? They cheated in a shameless industrial scale way that many coaches say, oh, yeah, that would have a huge benefit if you could do it right.
Right, but everybody's cheating. And then there's that Michigan has evidence that other schools were gathering stuff on them.
Well, there's no evidence, though. And if they do have evidence, bring it forward, and they'll punish those other schools. That's what the Big Ten said.
But here's what
nobody had a skunk works like this. Nobody.
Okay, but here's what I do on Saturdays. I watch these games, and I don't give a damn what's happening off the field and who's doing what and who's getting paid. And Deion Sanders' kid got his Rolls Royce booted on campus. I mean, it's just like, you know, it is so far out of control that it's not even, you know, worth considering what's happening off the field. Just show me the product on the field. Is the game close? Good. If it's not, there are 40 other games I can flip to that may be close. You know, I watched the end of an Ivy League game the other day because it was an overtime. It doesn't really matter to me anymore.
So nothing about the higher values that sports.
What higher values? What higher values? There are no higher values. There never have been any. And the student athlete.
Yes, there used to be. There used to be.
The student athlete.
Before money poisoned it all, Andy. It really did.
But it was stuff happening below the surface before. A kid goes to school, a big-time football or basketball school, and he enrolls in a class that has a lab that conflicts with practice. What does he do? He gets out of that class. Is that a student athlete? No.
Okay, but still, sports is supposed to aspire to the higher levels and to the higher virtues.
Supposed to, but the money got in, and there's nothing they can do. The money train is rolling down the tracks, and that's why Texas A&M can go, $75 million buyout for Jimbo.
We're going to get to them in just a second. And then there is Sherrone Moore, who did a nice job filling in for their, you know, suspended coach, and he acted as if he had died in a freak soup eating accident the day before the game.
Here was
Jenny Taft, the All-American girl, with Coach Moore after the game.
To win on the road in this environment when there were doubts. Sherrone, what does it mean to you?
Well, I thank the Lord. Well, I thank Coach Harbaugh. Fucking love you, man. Love the shit out of you, man. This is for you. For this university, the president, our AD, We got the best players, best university, best alumni in the country. Love you guys. These fucking guys right here. These guys right here, man. These guys did it. These guys did it, man. Talk to him, man. Love you.
Thank you, Coach.
I mean, come on.
Us against the world. Yep.
Not only were the tears fake, and you could tell by his lower mouth area. I'm very acute in telling fake tears, like the whole, okay, you're faking the tears. Great. So you squeezed a few out of your tear ducts. The swearing, Andy. Yes, I will be called a Karen for this, but what are we doing? What are we doing? Blatant, intentional profanity for no reason. Higher values, leadership, class, respect. None of that anymore? Is it all about going viral?
It's about money.
Okay, but you say money. Where's the money in what Sherrone Moore did?
No, he's part of the big money chase.
Why does he have to swear, though?
Because he's been
Why did he choose to swear?
I don't know, but he's not used to doing these type of interviews, and he wants to, you know, make it clear how hard he worked to make this happen. It's just nauseating. just play the game. If the game is good, I'll watch it. If it's not, I'll watch something else.
Okay. You're at that stage of life where you have stopped planting a moral flag in the ground
because
we're watching. And it doesn't disgust you.
No, because here's what when 2 or 3 years ago we first started hearing about the players getting the NIL money and the open transfer portal, I just thought, oh my God, it's just going to be awful, and teams are just going to take the players they want, and they're all going to form super teams. No, they haven't. It's actually provided more parity. You would have thought that with what they were doing at USC, that they would have been able to gather a bunch of defensive guys this year too, and been a super team. They stink.
It's still a complete shit show. Yeah. And it's not going to, you're right, it's not the golden age that maybe a lot. Dion, who just lost his sixth game over the weekend, six in a row, and they're probably not going to make a bowl. The room has emptied of all the media sycophants from back when the weather was warm and they were declaring that Colorado was the new force on the college football landscape. He just lost his number one recruit for 2025 because the recruit said, I don't know if he's going to be there in 2 years.
Right. And how much is the kid's Rolls Royce getting booted on campus going to be a symbol of what's going to happen there in the years to come? Everybody who wants to anoint him as the next Nick Saban, let's see the long haul here. Let's see what happens, you know, in 3 years. Where is he going to be in 3 years? What's he going to be doing, you know?
All right, quick break. When we come back, Texas A&M whacks Jimbo Fisher after a win, no less, and the buyout is staggering. And speaking of the craziness in college athletics, the University of Arizona have said, yeah, that money thing, we have no money. I'll tell you about that next. You're listening to the Zabecast. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right, Andy, we're back here. This is the largest buyout in college sports or even pro sports history, I believe. $76 million to Jimbo Fisher on his way out the door, and there's not even offset language. So if someone else wants to pay him to coach, he gets to keep all the monies. This even after a win yesterday or Saturday by Texas A&M. What is going on?
It's obviously a case of there's a lot of money available, which for years they said, oh, there's no money. If the players start getting money, that's it. We're done. We're finished. And there's so much money, they don't mind this.
They say they're going to pay for it out of the Aggie Foundation, which they actually held up a check at halftime in a ceremony that was like for $106 million, which was the money raised from all the A&M alums to kick into this fund. And they say they're going to, you know, make a few cuts here and there, but nothing too bad. And they're going to pull from this pool of money to get who exactly?
I have no idea, but it just shows you the amount of money that's coming in, not just from boosters, but from television. And all these years of, oh, well, once we start paying the players, that's going to be it. We just can't do that. And here they are looking at a guy and saying, here, $76 million, get the hell out. We'll get somebody else in, and we're going to pay him? How much are they going to pay the next guy?
I don't know. Like who are they shooting for exactly?
I have
Lane
no idea.
Lane Kiffin?
Well, he's
Dabo Swinney?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's possible.
Who are you going to – Jim Harbaugh?
Maybe, you know?
Like Jimbo Fisher was supposed to be that guy.
Right, but also you don't build a program anymore. It's not like, okay, you bring in a guy and in 5 years he's going to build up your program. It's year to year, and that's obviously what's going on here. And if you get in the playoff, and now it's going to be 12 teams next year, you're going to have that much more money. So, you know, writing a check for this is no big deal.
Is this going to continue, or will there be some sanity that creeps in when it comes to college sports? Because maybe A&M can afford this, but basically nobody else can.
I think what's going to happen is going to shrink the number of teams that are doing this. What do we have, like 117, 118 programs, major college programs? I think we may get it down to like 50 or 60, cut in half.
Yeah. Meanwhile, University of Arizona announced to its professors and other university faculty that draconian cuts are coming to the University of Arizona because they miscalculated their cash on hand. They miscalculated by $250 million, which has left everybody there stunned and angry. Like, how did you get this deep in the red? This is a university that I presume has something called an accounting degree? How do you get $250 million in the red?
I don't know. Look at what happened at West Virginia, where they got rid of Bob Huggins and they cut out like 14 curriculums because they couldn't afford it anymore.
Right. And the university president was asked by one of the professors, have we thought about selling the athletic department to an outside vendor that could maybe make a profit on it instead of us losing money? And
well,
the president said,
step.
They said, we've thought about it.
Well, that's, you know, I talked about this on our show years ago and you poo-pooed it, but that's maybe what's going to happen, that the athletic programs are going to operate under the name of the school, but they'll be operated by an independent organization.
Right, but here's the problem. If you and I pulled some venture capital money together to go buy, say, North Carolina Athletics, it doesn't mean we could run it for a profit if all of a sudden the money that was getting side-siphoned into the athletics from, say, you know, user fees for the athletic facility by every student at you know, on campus, which is the case at some schools. They're all different. I don't know how Maryland does it, but I know that there, a number of schools, they kind of pull money from other places. You cut that off and say, okay, you've got to make money running a 22-team men's and women's athletic department, competing in football, competing in basketball at a high level in the NIL era. And, oh, by the way, on top of all that, you have to adhere to Title IX and a bunch of other stuff. I don't know if university athletic departments make money.
I don't know if they make money, Andy. But there's some that have to be losing money doing this.
A lot of them apparently are losing money. I remember seeing a study about this where they go, well, if we really did the accounting on, is it making money? Now it's good for the university because kids apply and they choose to go where they see the wonderful, colorful images of students having a grand time at the football stadium, at War Memorial, and at Memorial Hall, and all these other places indoors for basketball and for football.
And it works. When Donna Shalala became president at the University of Wisconsin, she said, we're going to build a great academic institution by having a great football team. She hired Barry Alvarez.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. It works.
Yeah, except for right now, they're in some deep shit right now.
Yeah, but the school and Maryland basketball won the national championship. That used to be a school. When I was in high school, you could go to the cafeteria, representatives were there, and sign up. If you had a C average, you got in.
Really?
Now
it's hard to get into Maryland, isn't it?
Yeah, partly because the tuition is so high around the country, and you know kids stay home and they pay in state. But the other part is that they had a great basketball program, and the profile was raised. More people applied.
All right, you probably never saw the movie Despicable Me because it's an animated movie for kids, and your kids were long out of kiddom by the time. But this is a great little scene that I think applies to the University of Arizona. This one goes out to you, Wildcats, down there at Tucson.
I am here to put those rumors to rest. They are true. In terms of money, we have no money. So how will we get to the moon? The answer is clear. We won't.
The great Steve Carell is playing Gru, the bad guy with a lovable heart in Despicable Me. What are the chances I can get that you would watch that movie ever for any reason without kids?
My granddaughter is almost a year and a half, so yeah, maybe in the next 5 years I might. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That possibility right there. Your Commanders, Andy, on Sunday put up a hell of a fight in Seattle. Sam Howell, I think he's got it. I don't know if he is it. I'm not saying you shouldn't think about some other guys as an insurance policy, but this kid is a flat-out baller.
He is, and he does not get rattled. I think that's such a big key to playing quarterback in this league. And, he made some bad plays. He got intercepted. He took three bad sacks. But with the game in the balance, he was very cool under pressure and made plays. And he's only started now 11 games in his career. I think, you know, who knows who's going to be the coach of the team next year, but somebody's going to get a quarterback who seems to be developing at a really nice rate.
I would be very excited if I were a Commander fan at what I'm seeing, because he made plays down the stretch there that gave him a chance.
That
had to get your peony going. Whoop. Like, this dude has got stones.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the play calling. Eric Bieniemy is still learning, and they had 14 rushes. I don't get it. They got good backs, and Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson. Don't give them the ball. Brian Robinson, he made two huge catches on, like, screen plays, broken plays that turned into big gainers. But he only had 8 carries. You got to give him the ball more,
Meanwhile, the Giants got destroyed by the Cowboys with Tommy DeVito, the nice Italian kid from Jersey playing quarterback. Lives at home. He's how old now?
24,
okay. Question. At what age is it too old to live at home with your parents?
Okay, well, this is a different circumstance. If he's claimed by another team, he's not living at home. He's living at home because he happens to be playing in New Jersey, and he's from New Jersey, so it's very convenient.
I know, and that's what he said.
Right, but I remember this.
Yes.
when I was in Dallas, the Cowboys had an undrafted rookie out of Grambling named Everson Walls. And Everson Walls was from Dallas. And he made $14,000 a year as an undrafted rookie. And he lived at home. Made sense.
Okay, but in general, now when how late did your kids stay in the house after graduating from college?
Well, let's see. My daughter, she graduated from college and then went to law school and then shared an apartment for the 3 years she was in law school, but did come home for 2 years after law school.
Two years? Lived under your roof for 2 years?
Right.
To save up money?
I think so, but I was happy that she was at home. I like having her at home. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about your son?
Jeremy, no. We graduated from college and got a job in Newark and Boston, and now he's been living in New York for 6 years, so he never lived at home except for, like, summer after college.
Okay. You and Arlene did a great job raising your kids. Full credit there. That said, I think at some point you shouldn't let your kids stay at your house.
Well, this is a different
I know. I'm just saying, forget DeVito. Oh. This is a whole separate discussion. Okay. Is this spurring a whole separate discussion? Because I'm now facing this with my younger daughter who is going to be graduating. Well, she's graduating from CNU in the spring, but she's going through a postgraduate thing. So she's going to hit overtime on the old education clock. That should be fun for my bank account. And at some point, it'll have to be, where are you going to live? What are you going to do? And I think in this generation, and I know that home prices and interest rates are crazy, if you don't try to get the fuck out of your parents' house, that's a huge thing. You got to get out and fly, I believe.
Yeah, I encourage it, but I felt that both of my kids were independent. And if at one point, they wanted to stay, which Samantha did for 2 years after law school, it was okay with me. I don't know. I liked having the company. It's different when you have like an adult than a kid, and they can help you with things. And I don't know. It's a different thing.
I guess if you don't want it, then the trick would be you sell the house out from under them. So you downsize. You downsize to a point where, we can't have you anymore, sweetheart. We have a one bedroom on the 19th floor.
Well, if they're not working and they're living at home, that's a problem. But to me, working and living at home was not a problem. And it was only 2 years. Yeah. So.
I think there has to be a purpose to it. Like I'm saving X amount of dollars to afford a place of my own. Or got engaged and me and my husband or it might be my fiance are planning on moving to this city to take advantage of a residency after he gets done with whatever.
She was working at the Rockville Courthouse, which was 5 minutes from where we were living. I mean, what sense would it have made for her to get an apartment?
I hear you on that. Did you charge your rent?
No, she helped out in the house. I don't know.
Nominal amount of rent, huh?
No, if she was just laying around and watching TV all day, I'd get pissed off. But she was working, so it was okay.
Okay. Then there's this. Colin Cowherd, who is one of the lead opinion makers in our business, does radio and television, super highly compensated, $5 million a year, even though there's no line of suitors at $4 million or $3 million or even $2 million a year for his services. He still gets paid that much money.
ESPN has said that they would like him back.
Well, he might have missed his window because I don't know if you've been watching. Yeah, they're not paying anymore.
Yeah, well, that's true. But
except for McAfee. That said, how does he do something like this after Thursday night's win by the Bears over the Carolina Panthers, a game in which two teams that had traded the number one pick in the offseason, with the Carolina Panthers giving the Bears their pick, and given that they've only got one win, means the Bears are still in a decent position to either have one and two or to have two and three. Cowherd said the following.
Congrats on the win. But is Chicago too good right now? The only standings and the only scoreboard the Chicago Bears should care about at all is the top 10 draft picks. They got two picks, but now Chicago's got three wins. So they're out of the Drake May, Caleb Williams sweepstakes. Congrats on
I mean, how does he miss that basic narrative to make a mistake like that?
I tweeted out something on this, and it's I credit the line to Riddick Bowe. He actually took it from Marvin Hagler.
Which
but
is?
It's tough to wake up and run at 6 in the morning when you wake up in silk pajamas. And I think we've seen it with Coward. We saw it with Mike Francesa, that once they got rich and comfortable, they stopped working. This is a grind. You got to stay. You got to read stuff all the time. You cannot doze off on this.
But
and
this,
I don't think he's working at it
but
anymore.
This is not some arcane little factoid. This has been a major narrative in the NFL for the first half of the season. It's a major narrative.
I agree. But if you're not paying attention, these are the kind of things. If only you're doing is you're showing up and you ask your producer who's on the show today and you sit down and you try and do it, this is what happened.
Okay.
Francesa gets caught with this all the time.
But don't you have a pre-show meeting and say, okay, A block, I'm going to come out. Look at this, boys. I think that the Bears fucked themselves last night because they're not going to get that 1-1 pick now with this win. Wouldn't one of the producers go up? Don't forget, Colin, they have Carolina's as well, so that helped them. Why wouldn't that simple exchange? I do this all the time with my guys. I make sure to try to say, please be my eyes and ears. Please be my eyes and ears. I can't know everything. I can't see everything. I make mistakes. Let me know before we crack the mics. I'm always fact-checking with them. Where's the fact-checking on this? $5 million a year!
Right. And I think it's because he just shows up now and does the show, I think.
I don't even know if that's possible. You have to be so aggressively blind to the basic narratives of the league as they exist to get it wrong.
Also,
there was a graphic behind him that showed, the Bears still have the Panthers pick, and that's still number one. So they're not out of any running for anything.
Understand,
yelling.
He's spread. He's got a restaurant. He runs this podcast business.
A restaurant.
He's got a restaurant in L.A. So, the good ones. Like I watch Dan Patrick a lot. Dan Patrick not only stays on top of this, but like you say, he's got these four guys there. And they're responsible for prepping him. He's got the best booker in the business. He's got a producer who helps him write the questions and formulate the ideas. And he's got two other guys working on the show, too. So it doesn't slip through. But Coward just apparently thinks, oh, I'm Colin Coward. I'll just sit down and start babbling. And, people are going to pay me a lot of money.
I make a lot of mistakes myself. I will excuse myself for saying I don't have a staff, the likes of Dan Patrick or Colin Coward. But I always urge my guys, please correct me on the air when I make a mistake. I would rather do that than have to come back and mop it up after a commercial break. Because our listeners will do that in real time. They'll text the show. I called TJ Watt for the Steelers, JJ Watt, more than like 3 or 4 times. And somehow the 6 a.m. morning brain of my co-host and my producer didn't catch it, didn't pick up on it. And so it was just an awkward thing I had to go back and mop up. But I will do that because I can't stand not correcting mistakes. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Maybe just ignore it and keep pressing ahead. Is that the road to $5 million a year, Andy?
Well, this is what I will give Stephen A. Stephen A. will admit when he's wrong. And the other guys don't do it. And I don't know, but maybe they feel like if they do, that ruins what's made them rich. I don't know.
Okay. Anything else on the weekend you want to weigh in on?
Yeah. I saw a good movie. It's called The Holdovers with Paul Giamatti.
No way. The Holdovers. Okay. And what's it about?
It's about a boarding school, and it's Christmas break, and these people get left behind, and he has to watch over them. He's a really good actor. He's Bart Giamatti's son, former commissioner of baseball, and he has made his own career and totally outrun the fact that he's the son of somebody famous. He's great.
You know who's in the movie? I'm looking it up right now, who I think is so middle-aged hot. This actress by the name of Jillian Vigman, and she plays Judy in the movie. She has been in a number of commercials, has this great-looking facial thing going on. She's hot. She looks like an older Elizabeth Shute. You know who I'm talking about?
Jillian Vigman. Oh, yeah.
Jillian Vigman. Yeah, she was Judy in the movie.
She's got a small role, but yes, she's
okay.
in the movie.
All right, Andy, off we go to the Jets and the Raiders, a.k.a. the Heidi game. Can't believe they're not hyping this as the Heidi game.
They did. They opened the show with that, yeah.
Okay, well, perfect then. What's the score? I don't have any TVs on right now in the studio.
I'm not watching TV either.
Will you watch this game to its entirety or are you going to go to bed?
No.
Okay, you're like, I'm going to go to bed. Yeah. All right, very good, Andy. As always, a pleasure, my friend, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, Dave, take
care. Thank you. When someone else instead of me. All right, thanks for listening today. I'll get to the normal three-part format tomorrow. I'm going to talk to Jay tomorrow as well. Jay is recuperating right now, doing better, in good spirits, but he's a little bit out of commission right now. I'm going to call him and ask for permission for me to give you guys who have asked me about him a little bit more information and to share with Jay how much he is missed and loved by the Zabecast Nation. Even the haters love them. All right, thanks for listening. Enjoy your Monday, everybody, and we will see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.